A twinge of pain burned through my arm, and I gently rubbed the spot where I'd been shot nearly 3 weeks ago. Getting a shot in the arm may sound like a simple thing for most people, but when it's done by a bullet, it's a whole different story. At least it was healing nicely, and the scar wasn't too big. But every once in a while my arm ached like it had happened yesterday, probably because I was overdoing it again. After a few seconds, the pain subsided, and I finished pulling on my shirt and got dressed. Today was my first day back at work since the shooting, and I was ready to take on a new project. This time, the job was a client from my consulting agency, which suited me just fine. My last job for Uncle Joey, the local mob boss, had gotten me both arrested for murder and shot by a bullet in the arm, so I was a little nervous about doing anything for him again. A few months ago, I had to tell Uncle Joey my secret, that I could read minds so he wouldn't kill me. We'd worked out a compromise, and over the course of our association, we'd even become close. Crazy as it sounded, I started to think of him as my real uncle, even though he wasn't. Since most of his errands seemed to get me into trouble, he'd also saved my life a few times. Well, to be honest, it was his hitman Ramos doing most of the saving, but it was Uncle Joey who'd told him to watch out for me. I sighed every time I thought of Ramos. He had a troubled past which only I knew about, and I'd helped him come to terms with it. Besides saving my life several times, there was also a physical attraction that I only dared admit out loud to my best friend Holly. Of course, after seeing him, she had a crush on him too, and since we were both happily married, I had to think it was all right. But with all of that going on, I had to wonder about myself. I mean, Uncle Joey was a big, bad mob boss who had threatened to do me bodily harm, and Ramos was his hitman. They were the bad guys, and I had a soft spot in my heart for them? Was something wrong with me? My husband, Chris, had no qualms about severing all ties with Uncle Joey, and it put me in a hard spot, trying to please them both. But since the last job, things had changed. After I got shot, Chris had a long talk with Uncle Joey, and I hadn't heard from him in 3 weeks. In some ways, it was a relief. But in others, I kind of missed him. And Ramos? Well, mostly Ramos. Still, I wasn't about to call and offer my services, not considering what had happened last time. Nope, I wasn't ready to get shot again. In fact, I would be pretty happy if I never saw another gun in my life. I took a deep cleansing breath and checked the time. I had an appointment with my client at 10 this morning, and it was time to go. Her name was Tiffany, and this was her senior year of college. Since I didn't have a real office, I'd told her we could meet at the campus library in between her classes, and with her busy schedule, meeting on campus worked out great for both of us. I drove through town with my windows down and breathed in the crisp fall air. It was the first part of October, and the sky was the perfect color of blue. The trees were just beginning to change into brilliant autumn colors, and framed against the blue sky, the pure beauty and serenity lifted my spirits. With everything I'd gone through lately, I knew I was lucky to be alive. I parked at the visitor parking meters near the library and headed toward the front of the building. It had been several years since I'd been there last, and a wave of nostalgia washed over me. I'd only been to 1 year of college before I'd talked Chris into marrying me. It was love at first sight for me, but it had taken some gentle persuading on my part to help Chris see how perfect we were together. Right after our marriage, we'd gone off to law school in another state. Josh had been born exactly 9 months later, followed by Savannah 2 years after that. There were times when I regretted not finishing college back then, but I wouldn't trade the life I had now for anything. I loved my family, and as it turned out, I had a pretty good career without a degree, and I was proud of what I'd accomplished. Of course, if I hadn't gotten shot in the head during a bank robbery, which left me with the ability to read minds, it might have been a different story.